listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our one-man house band, Jonathan Colton, and our puzzle guru, John Chinesky. But now let's welcome our very important puzzler, the editor of the 2014 World Almanac, Sarah Jansen. Hi, Sarah. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So this book that you edit, it's a masterpiece. It's over 1,000 pages, just filled, small font too, very small font. There's
very small
in there. So how do you recommend someone read The World Almanac? Do you think they should page through it, read through the whole thing front to back?
I wouldn't recommend that. You know, I think a lot of people have actually tried and failed to do that, mostly because I fell asleep while trying to do that. Okay. I think it's more fun just to skim through, to pick it up and see what you might find in it.
Right, so if I have a question, I should turn to my almanac.
Well, absolutely. If you have a question on any topic, if you want to know what Khloe Kardashian's birthday is, believe it or not, it's in there.
Oh, really?
The little things that people like to know.
All right, I get the idea that maybe that wasn't one of your top 10 awesome facts you personally.
We have at least 10 facts in there that I would put above that. But we're 10. Trying to cover the whole world, and that includes celebrities, includes pop culture, it includes sports, any topic that you might have a question about.
So you must have, just from working on it, a lot of these facts rolling around in your head. Do you retain a lot of them?
You don't retain as much as you want to. Yeah. But you do retain more than sometimes you need to, I guess, is a good answer for it. You will remember the oddest things at the oddest times, and it'll just pop into your head, and you'll wonder why you're remembering that.
All right, so do your friends treat you sort of like the, you know, the walking Google? Are they like, oh, I wonder, well, is that Sarah? Do they do that?
On occasion, but you don't really want to be the know-it-all in the room, I don't think, because then you don't get invited places.
What? everyone's so confused. So wait a second. You know a lot of stuff and you have social skills? Who are you, Sarah? Okay, we're going to have you back later in the show for your own Ask Me Another challenge. But right now, you're going to help us with a phone game. So that's right. You don't have to live in Brooklyn to play on our show. Hello, caller. You're on Ask Me Another.
Hi, it's Hal Baker calling from Littleton, Massachusetts.
Hello, Hal. Welcome to Ask Me Another. Now, I know that you were active duty in the Navy for 12 years. Thank you so much for your service.
Oh, thank you.
So you would resort to a trivia when you were bored?
Yeah, well, it started off in college, really. And then it carried through when I went into the service. And then, of course, out on ship sometimes, you know, these are the days before satellite TV and before Skype and stuff like that, where you had movies on videotape over and over again.
Oh, just the videotape.
Just after the 16mm went away, and you'd find out that there actually was an amount of times you can watch the Holy Grail in a row. About 32, I think, was what it was.
And so do you have would you say you have a specific area of expertise with your trivia?
Movies.
Movies.
That are more than 10 to 15 years old. Broadway shows that are more than 30 years old.
Okay.
Most popular music that's more than 15 years old.
Okay, got it. I see a trend here, Hal.
Military,
I see a trend.
History, TV.
All right. Sounds like you know a lot.
Geography.
Okay. So let me tell you what we're going to play. This game is called Odd Facts from the World Almanac.
Oy.
So we...
Sorry.
So here's what we did. It's going to be great. We randomly opened the World Almanac and we found out some surprising facts. So we're going to ask you a question about that fact, but we're going to give you multiple choices to choose from. And Sarah will tell you if you are right or wrong. And if you get a certain amount correct, Hal,
yes.
I'm going to send you a prize.
Cool.
Okay, so you ready?
Sure.
Let's do this. Here's your first question. Which of these celebrities came in sixth place in the 2012 presidential election, receiving 67,326 votes? Was it A, Bill O'Reilly, B, Ted Nugent, or C, Roseanne Barr?
God, I hate to say this, but I think it was Ted Nugent.
Sarah?
It was surprisingly not the Nuge. It was Roseanne Barr.
Roseanne Barr! Yeah, she was. She ran under the Peace and Freedom Party.
In some states, she was actually on the ballot as an official nominee. It's true.
Hopefully. Oh, for one.
Yeah, well, I mean, it turns out you got it wrong, but the right answer made you feel better. So, way back in 1984, so now we're in the area of your expertise. The winning word in the Scripps National Spelling Bee was what? Was it A, beryllium, B, luge, or C, quinoa?
Well, it couldn't be quinoa because I thought that was popular enough back then. So luge or beryllium.
Interesting. Sarah?
It was luge, actually.
It was luge!
Oh, man.
I'm sorry to say.
Holy moly.
Yeah, holy moly is right.
It's getting wicked hot here.
Here we go. 41,889,421. That's the number of what in the United States? Is it the number of A, registered Republicans, B, agnostics, or C, Starbucks?
Man, I think I'm going to go with clean sweep and whiff on everything here. I'm going to say registered Republicans.
Sarah?
Oh, my goodness, it was agnostics, wasn't it?
I mean, on the bright side, he's only one question away from a clean sweep.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, it's agnostics, but it's really close. The numbers are really close.
The numbers are close, but it's agnostics by a hair. Isn't that crazy?
I'm failing miserably. Well, you know what? If you're going to do something, do it big. So go ahead. Maybe we'll have fun.
Bring it on. Yeah, absolutely.
And I'll watch this. Bring it on. I'll laugh my gizzard out if I get it right.
I like the way you play.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the show before I go down in flames. I just want to let you know, I love the show.
Aw, thanks. You won a prize.
Well, I managed to say it out loud.
But we have one more question. It all could turn around right now, Hal.
Showa.
In 1970, the average American only ate 0.4 pounds of this produce a year. By 2011, the average American ate 11 times that amount, roughly 4.4 pounds. What is it? Is it A, avocados, B, bananas, or C, strawberries?
Bananas.
Hal, come on now. Think about it for a second.
Sorry. All right, 1970, the average American ate only how much?
0.4 pounds. And now they eat, well, as of 2011, the average American eats 11 times that. Avocados, bananas, which we've already ruled out. And strawberries.
All right, avocados.
Sarah?
Yes. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Avocados, you got it.
Ding, ding. Oh, shucks. Oh, well.
Hal, congratulations. You've won.
Oh, great.
We're going to send you a signed copy of the 2014 World Almanac. You deserve it.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome,
I am wicked
Hal.
Pleased.
Absolute pleasure.
All right. Big fan.
See you later. And thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
We'll see you later on the show for your own challenge. Sarah Jansen, everybody. Do you hate pants? Lucky for you, now you can compete on Ask Me Another from the comfort of your pants-free home. All you need to do is call your phone company, get a landline installed, and we can make your trivia dreams come true. Just send an email to us at askmeanother@npr.org, and we promise not to ask what you're wearing.
There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium. Europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, golden, cotitanium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium and phosphorus and francium and fluorine, terbium, manganese and mercury, molybdenum, magnesium, dysprosium, scandium and cerium and cesium, lead and praseodymium and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, and tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium, and cadmium and calcium and chromium and curium. Sulfur, californium, and fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, and argon, krypton, neon, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard. There may be many others, but they haven't been discovered. You know what? Close enough.